The seminar was organized by the Institute for Philanthropy at Tsinghua University, which is behind the drafting of China's first charity law. Professor Deng Guosheng says public institutions, social organizations, and enterprises will be the key players in the charity sector in the future.
Though it seems there's no connection among the public institutions, social organizations, and enterprise, they have a common character, providing charity services for the public. The charity law is aiming to carry forward the charity culture and protect the interests of concerned groups through a healthy development of the charity organizations to satisfy the diversified demand in society.
Wang Ming is a member of the National Committee of the Top Advisory Body and also Deputy Director of the School of Public Policy and Management at Tsinghua University. He says the law will mark a new beginning for the charity sector.
The charity law signals a new era. I have proposed 17 suggestions in this session of CPPCC, 10 of which are related with the law. Most of them are about possible problems once the law gets passed in the top legislature. However, for all kinds of charity organizations, how to reform and innovate on the new platform established by the law is a very important topic.
For some social organizations, registering as charity organizations has been a problem of great concern. Jin Jingping is an associate professor at Peking University Law School.
I agree with the immediate registration system. For the great deal of existing organizations, there needs to be a certification process. For the new ones, there should be a process of registration and certification.
Experts also suggest that since there are social organizations with profits and without profits, there's no need for all of them to turn into charity organizations. Space should be set aside for innovation and development. Professor Yang Hongshan is from School of Public Administration and Policy at Renmin University.
The development of public service partly depends on increase of charity organizations, and these new organizations should serve as a driving force of innovation to the charity sector. However, for the existing public institutions with both function of social service and public service, we should not force all of them turning into charity organizations.
Wang Ming from the School of Public Policy and Management at Tsinghua has this to say.
There will be a one-year prime time for reaching the consensus on the institutional reform. Since the charity law forms a new regulation platform, there will be a good chance to promote reforms.
Experts call on the government to make a good use of the chance of promoting charity and the public services in the post-charity law era, setting up supporting measures including tax preference. For CRI, I am Chi Huiguang.